There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, whatever it is that's on your mind, whether it's dealing with an aging parent or an aggravating teenager or I suppose anybody in between, although we should probably make a newborn. I actually was talking with somebody yesterday about the formula for helping a newborn to sleep through the night. So whatever it is that's on your mind is what we talk about around here. Independent of what we seem to be talking about, because the program is really pretty free-flowing. And as Trevor points out, I can make a segue between almost anything and almost anything. And only occasionally do I demur, and that's because all the things that occur are just too Freudian for the air, right? All right, 855-993-7569. All right, so we were talking, I actually got asked this morning about Bill Cosby. And did I think that he's apparently about to go to court again and having to testify? New York Magazine had a cover a couple of weeks ago with some of the women. I think they had about 34, 35 on the cover of women who had accused him and when they'd accused him. And it was an alarming, I mean, just the sheer number of it. It was a black and white cover with all these women sitting in a chair, each of them sitting in a chair. And it's I mean, it's astonishing and understanding that it's probably not all, that there are probably some people, some women who've just decided not to say anything. And the gist today was, well, he's 78. It's going to ruin the rest of his life. And they said, Doug said, because of sexual, sexual misconduct. And I said, it wasn't sexual misconduct. Sexual misconduct may be tinkling on the sidewalk, you know, or bumping against somebody on the subway. This is rape, and that, you know, do not equate the two. They're not the same at all. And his thing was, do you think that Bill Cosby should get a buy on this because of his age? And I said, I don't know. I mean, I suppose that's one of the things to ask people. Do you think he should, Trevor?
You know, it's hard. I mean, I've seen his stand-up, I've watched his show, and, you know, I've seen the kind of public facade that he's put together to become who he is, and then kind of something like this comes out, and it shoots all that to heck, and I don't know, I mean, it's just the truth, I guess, the most important thing is what actually happened, ultimately.
Well, I think there's getting to be less and less doubt about it, but, so do you think he should be held accountable or not? Because of his age.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't know what the legal implications are, but yeah, I mean, you can't get by with doing something wrong like this. That's very egregious.
Yeah, that was my, you know, every once in a while there really is a sexual divide about, I think Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky was one of those that men were furious and women are saying, eh. And I got in trouble at a speech once by saying that, even though it was true. I actually polled the audience. That I think men felt like, how come he can get away with it if I can't? And women thought, you know, men do this all the time. You know, what's the big deal here? And I don't think anybody thought it was okay. But there was certainly a divide between men and women. And I was just curious, because I had the feeling today when I was talking with Doug, that this was that I don't know any women who would say, look, he's 78. It's, you know, it's done. You know, what good is sending him to prison going to do? And I don't know any woman who would say that. I think that's a statement that says he ruined these women's lives. And not only did he drug them and rape them, but then when they came forward, he completely dissed them. I mean, he said they were liars and they were just trying to get something out of him, and or it was consensual. Or I mean, he pulled the Lance Armstrong. Not only did he lie, but he really defamed the people who were telling the truth. And I think that is, it's egregious. So I'm not the least bit sympathetic.
Yeah, it's bad stuff.
It is. I mean, if a man, did sort of, if a man drugged and raped another man, I mean, there'd be hell to pay. Because you'd say that it was a double assault, that he drugged him and did anything you want with him. That's not okay.
Similarly, maybe if he wasn't famous and his fame is special in that it was kind of a family wholesome, you know,
yeah.
His stand up was clean, so he's got this kind of public image that is this one thing.
Dr. Huxtable.
Yeah. But if he was just some 70-year-old guy who came out that had done all these things, people would be like, throw him in prison. Who cares that he's only got however many years left?
And throw away the key.
Exactly. You know? So that's an interesting kind of facet, a twist to the situation.
So we were talking about fallen heroes, and he is certainly one. There's a scathing memo. If you Google Adam Sandler / Sony memos, because the Pixels, as you heard me review, was really a lousy movie, and Adam Sandler's movies have really tanked in the last bunch of years. As one of the article that's written about it is scathing, and one of the comments is the last time that Adam Sandler, people who thought Adam Sandler's movies were funny are now about to graduate from college. It's been a while. I think the statement was that they were born when the last time Adam Sandler's movie was funny, and they are now about to graduate from college. So it's been, 20 years or something. But the statement about there's actually something online that shows Adam Sandler looking like Pac-Man eating up Sony. So and one of the comments today was that's how Bill Cosby will be remembered, is not as Dr. Huxtable and not as Fat Albert and not as the jealous spokesman, but as a serial rapist. But this was not something. This was choices that he made, and really, I mean, it's illegal as well as immoral. I mean, it's criminal behavior. So, thought we'd talk about some. Can you think of a fallen hero? I came up, I think, with five, and I suggest that we put those up of people that we'd already talked about, so they had to work hard to find other people.
Mm-hmm.
So, can you think of fallen heroes? If you can come.
Yeah, I think about Lance Armstrong. I think about, because I'm kind of a road cycling fan. I think the Tour de France is cool, and I've watched a little bit of it or whatever. And, he brought so much kind of attention and popularity with his successes, and it was like, road cycling is kind of picking up or whatever. And then he's just a schmuck, and then he just kind of cheated the whole time.
He cheated, and he tried to destroy people.
Yeah,
whistleblow.
Exactly. So, I mean, if he would have said, this was part of cycling culture, it was bad, and I know I've made mistakes and I want to help fix cycling, then he could have kept it going. But instead, he was a jerk, and now look,
Yeah, I think you bring up a really important point, Trevor, which is the issue is not are good people capable of making mistakes, because there's unquestionable they are, and they do, and they will continue to. The issue is what happens when you get caught. And having dealt with, I'm a psychologist, and having dealt with people in prison as well, the people that you know are going to be okay in this life are people who say, I made a mistake and I'm paying for it, as opposed to people who, I've never forgotten one guy who said, well, it wasn't my fault that he moved, and that's why my knife stabbed him in the heart. I mean, there's no hope for that person. There's no redemption. That person should probably be in prison. Not probably, should be in prison the rest of their life, because there's no sense of responsibility. I mean, what does that mean? Someone moved. I was stabbing them, but they would have lived, except that they moved to avoid my knife, and so I stabbed them in the heart. What? I mean, so the difference between people who take responsibility and people who don't. And you're absolutely right. If Lance had said, it's part of the culture, I was part of the culture, I wanted to win, it was stupid, I'm now going to be a spokesperson for clean living, or I'm going to, give all my money to charity or something. But that isn't what he did. He said that the people who were telling the truth were cheats and liars and jealous. And all right, 855-993-7569, fallen heroes, who are yours? I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guarantee quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Serious investors and traders want to make an 81% return in 60 seconds? We can show you how using our free tool. Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars in profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple, my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Best part, it's 100% free. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Right, we're talking about fallen heroes. And Trevor, you had a question, and I said, well, why don't you ask it on the air? So ask it on the air, and I will answer it.
Yeah, so my question was kind of just thinking about Bill Cosby and his whole kind of, he had this public persona that was all this good, and his TV show was great, and he did stuff with the Smithsonian and things like that, and it just stands in such stark contrast to the person he's kind of being exposed to have been. And I just think about when these things happen, you know, do people operating at this level, these kind of ultra-famous people, are they ultimately sociopaths who kind of have, you know, taken this life, you know?
Oh, I think the question you're asking, which is a really important and good one, is can you make a sociopath? Are sociopaths born or made, really, right? And
yeah,
the answer is probably a little bit of both. There, certainly showbiz favors egotists, right? Narcissists of people who, I mean, think about what an audition is of saying, I'm the best, I can do this at all times. First of all, you have somebody who wants, you know, a lot of attention and for doing things that are, that are certainly not mainstream or not 9-to-5, quite often don't respond very well to authority, including direction. And you have all sorts of, and we call it creativity or star quality or charisma or whatever. But they really boil down to an unwillingness, perhaps an inability, but certainly an unwillingness to follow a conventional path. So you've already got that inherent in somebody who chooses that, who chooses fame. And which begs the question, is everybody whoever acts or plays a musical instrument or is fame the goal? And the answer is probably not for everybody, but it probably for a certain percentage. And is fame, I mean, I think anybody who knows anything about fame understands that it's not really what it's cracked up to be. But there are people who, I mean, can you say Kardashian, I suppose, of fame for no particular reason, just famous about being famous. And so I think, do I view that as a therapist, as a psychologist, as pathological, and probably at least borderline? Then you have the additional issue, and I've told the story before, of being, for myself, of being in a situation where I was eating some fruit, and they needed me on set, and I said, wait a minute, I have to go throw this away, I'll be there in a minute. And all these hands popped out, and I said, what are you doing? They said, we'll take it. And I said, no, it's garbage. And they said, no, we'll do it. And if I'd been sort of young, stupid, and I suppose fame was my goal, that you can get convinced that you don't have to deal with your own garbage. Then here are all these people, and they weren't doing it because I was a nice person. I mean, presumably I am, but they're doing it because I was the paycheck at this moment, that my time was in theory more valuable than their time. And it's pretty easy to transmute that into, if my time is more valuable than their time, does that mean I'm more valuable than they are? And from that, it's, if I'm more valuable than they are, why should I have to follow the same rules that they follow? So I think it's a combination of people who have a mindset to begin with that says the rules don't apply to me. I don't have to do, there's something different about me. And then if that gets reinforced, like Bill Cosby or like OJ or like Lance Armstrong or like J. Edgar Hoover, if that gets reinforced, then I think you have a very volatile mixture that says, I think I'm special, everybody else thinks I'm special, so the rules don't apply. So it's an interesting question, and I do think there can be a sense of entitlement with people who may already feel, and if you read interviews with these people, they quite often come into one of two categories, either somebody in their life telling them, you're special, you're bound for great things, and I think lots of people, hopefully as parents, we tell our children that they are special, that we love them, that they can do what they want to do in this life, but hopefully we sort of also attach it to their various skill sets, and we also have rules for them, and which they understand and they internalize. So but again, if you take a person who is already prone to thinking of themselves as different and special and above the rules, and you know, I don't have to do this, can that be a dangerous breeding ground? And I would argue it probably can, because as you point out, it happens so frequently that you either have to decide that anybody who gets famous is pathological to begin with, or that there is some nasty combination of their inherent characteristics and worldview, and then a public that reinforces them to think of themselves as above rules. But there are also very moral people in show business and in politics. Well, politics maybe not so much. But, I mean, there are moral people. I would argue even in politics that there are moral people. So the question is, what's the distinction? And I'm not sure. I think, you know, just maybe the willingness to take responsibility for your behavior and understand that the rules do apply to you. But if you have enough experience where the rules don't, I don't know. It's a good question, to which I sort of finessed a little bit, but you can hear. There we go. All right. Let's hear what other people think about Fallen Heroes.
Okay. So we have Susie, who starts with George Bush.
As a fallen hero?
As a fallen hero, that's right.
Which? Senior? Or I assume he means junior.
I got to think junior, yeah.
Well, it's a good question. You know, and I don't actually have a clear perspective on that. Does it matter if you're Republican or Democrat? He's certainly fallen off the radar, and certainly in terms of ex-presidents and their lives out of office, I would certainly say that he is the one that is the most forgotten. I mean, as opposed to Bill Clinton or his father. Or who else is alive? Is there anybody else alive?
Isn't Jimmy Carter still alive?
Jimmy Carter is.
Yep.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Jimmy Carter, Bill Clinton. Oh, that right. And George Sr. Is there anybody else that's still around?
I think that's it.
Oh, Ford. Yeah, Ford's gone, right?
Yep.
So it's a good question that he has certainly fallen into obscurity. I'd love for that to be a little clearer. You know, if I agreed with him, which I'm not completely sure I do, first of all, I'm not sure he was viewed as a hero, I guess, as part of it, number one. And second of all, if you're not a hero to begin with, he was president. But the film of him reading to the kids on September 11th, I think, was really kind of the death knell to any kind of heroism that he might have exhibited beforehand. It's a good question. That's a complicated issue, because I think he's one of the few that didn't seem to me to view himself as above the law, above the rules. I think if he's a fallen hero, it's because we determined that he was smaller than we thought he was. I don't think he demonstrated the level of immortality or entitlement that we usually think of, and maybe that's why it's kind of a challenging notion. I'd love to know more why you think that. If you can, if you're listening and you're near a computer, give me a little, or call me and tell me why you think that's the case. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Polanski of the Polanski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Mary, here on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy Brown. I wonder if you can help me. We have a really big family problem, and I'll give you some background. My son was involved in inappropriate sexual touching to another child when he was 14. He's now 18. My husband's brother is going through a very difficult time at the moment. He and his wife have been divorced for about a year. They have three children, and he lost visitation and any custody. He didn't show up for the custody hearing because he was afraid of drug testing. He is now trying to blackmail us into letting him, talking my sister-in-law into seeing the children with this information that he has about our son. And I don't know what to do about it, how to handle it.
And who's he planning to blab to?
The neighborhood that we live in.
All right, can we go back to 4 years? I'm sure it's a little uncomfortable, but we need to go back to the 4 years ago. How old was the child that your son was accused of touching?
Six.
What's happened in the meantime?
Well, he was prosecuted, and he has been registered, and he was on probation, and he had counseling, and they just, it was an episodal type of thing. He was taking a lot of medication at the time, as he was very depressed, and I think that contributed to the strange behavior that happened, and nothing has ever happened since, and...
Well, but I mean, the point is that how can your brother-in-law tell, you know, expose something that's already public knowledge? I mean, it may not be...
It's not really public knowledge where we live.
So you moved to another area?
We have moved to another area. And also, there's another thing that's into the mix here. He has been... He has been very strange in his behavior, very irrational. He has been diagnosed with bipolar and things like that, which he completely denies and say he hasn't been, but I know that he has.
Is he violent?
No, he's not violent, but he's become very vindictive. He never used to be like this. Here's another part to the mix. My sister-in-law, and we were all very good friends, this is my husband's family, we were all very good friends, and I actually helped my sister-in-law with her three children. They come to my house for 45 minutes after school. So he thinks that if he brings this up, that he can
come and visit when they're at your house.
Yes. My son, who's 18, doesn't really know anything about...
Yeah, and I don't think there's any particular reason to get him involved at this point.
Okay, that was one of my questions.
No.
Should I take him over there and say, look, this is what your, you know, beloved uncle is about to do to you?
No.
Okay.
I don't think there's any particular value whatsoever. I think you have several courses of possibility. When's the last time you talked with your brother-in-law?
Not for a long time. My husband hasn't spoken to him.
How did the threat come? Did he email it to you?
Through my husband's parents.
So they carried the message?
Well, he had also said it. They're trying to go through reunification counseling for him to see the children, and he also told the reunification counselor that, you know, he was afraid of his children being at my house. Meanwhile, I've been helping with the children for many years, and
Wait a minute. Him saying he was afraid of the children being at your house is one thing. Him threatening to tell the neighbors is a whole different
story. He's doing both. Thanks.
Do you have there are two possibilities here, maybe three. One is to go face to face with your brother-in-law, because this is all hearsay at this moment, and say to him, what could you possibly be thinking? How could I in conscience sort of suggest that my sister, that you come and see the kids when I'm around, when you're holding that over my head? So that's a really incredibly inappropriate thing to do, and even if I was willing to do it, which I am not, I wouldn't be willing to have you around me, let alone around the kids when they're here. So and the first thing I would do is say, you know what, there's this vicious rumor going around that you're saying this, and give him a chance to deny it, because he's really mounting a whisper campaign.
I do believe it's true.
I do too, but Mary, that's not what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm saying you confront him with it, because
okay.
You want to nip things in the bud of saying, we're your friends, we know this is an awful situation, we know it's a terrible time, but you're really thinking about blackmailing an 18-year-old to get what you want? I would play stupid and not very cheerful. I would be dumbfounded and go to him. Do I think he's done it? Absolutely. But I think that one of the ways of stopping it is to deal with him directly.
Okay.
Saying, you know,
okay.
What? Because right now he's just got a whisper campaign going. That's number one.
Okay.
Number two, I think that's still your best line of defense, because it shuts everything down, hopefully. Number two, you have two other alternatives. One is to go to the police about it, because it's illegal. I mean, it's...
Is it? Oh, I didn't know that.
It's blackmail. It's saying, you know, that I want you to perjure yourself or I'll expose your child.
Fine.
It's blackmail. But, and I would at very least think about getting a lawyer involved, a lawyer sending a cease and desist letter that says you can't possibly think about this. Because once it's exposed, once he's exposed, then
right.
His exposing your son doesn't have any value. I mean,
right.
Then it becomes, and presumably, I don't know whether it's libel or whatever. The laws about libel are very confusing. But I would go to him first. I think that's the best, the simplest, the most straightforward, and the least inflammatory thing to do.
Okay, now do you think I should go? My husband is afraid that he would, you know, completely fly off the handle because he's so angry with his behavior the past few
years. Yeah, I think you're allowed to go. I think the point is what we're trying to do is nip this in the bud, not escalate it. So then if your husband feels that they would do the macho nonsense stuff, then I would go. I would certainly have my husband in the car or nearby, and maybe I would have my cell phone on record or something. I mean, I suppose you could wear a wire. I don't even know what that means.
Right. He's just so irrational. I mean, he's
I would go to talk with him, and I might do it in a public place. So you don't feel under any danger, but I think there's a possibility that it may stop it. But I would very at least write out, after you've been to talk with him, I'd write out the whole thing for a lawyer. And my guess, a lawyer sending something saying cease and desist, because then you've got a paper trail. So then if he does anything, I mean, presumably, and your lawyer will know what the law actually is about it.
Okay, and what sort of lawyer?
I'm family, just a basic family lawyer. My guess is family court could probably give you the name of somebody.
Okay.
My guess is that this kind of thing comes up not exactly in this particular situation, but the husband accusing the wife of something, the wife accusing something, the boyfriend accused. So, unfortunately, sexual allegations are sort of coined the realm in domestic courts. So.
Right, and the sad thing is that, he's doing my son is doing really well. We've had counseling. He's moved on. Trying to get back.
Now this guy is clearly desperate. But I would go talk with him first in a safe place, and I would certainly document everything up to that point, and then take it to a lawyer if you don't feel that it's safe. And I probably would leave it with a lawyer anyway, so in case something happens, the lawyer's prepared to behave.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. I would not talk with the 18-year-old about it at this moment. I think it'll just make him unhappy. And what we've got is a whisper campaign at this moment, and not against your son. It's really against you. Yeah, I mean, I know it's you can hear that even without social media, that somehow we need to be careful about gossip. It's almost always toxic. So be careful about spreading it. Be careful about hearing it. And you can just say to somebody, you know what? I made it my New Year's resolution. I'm not going to listen, and I'm not going to. I'm not going to say anything about people. I want to keep my soul and my slate clean. Betty, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Yes, howdy, Dr. Joy. Thank you for taking my call. I called you about a year ago about my 52-year-old son that had bipolar. Well, he lived with me for 2.5 years. I got an apartment. He was on his meds. I gave him all the furniture. To make a long story short, 2 months ago, or 3 months ago, he got off his meds, and he went completely bananas. He stole, he drank, he did terrible, terrible things. He went to jail a few weeks ago, and they put him in Concord, which is a mental institution, so he could get back on his meds. Now he has no apartment to come to. I'm 75. Pretty soon, I'm going to be moving to a brand new, beautiful apartment. Downsize, and I'm a widow. I don't know what to do. I'm afraid he's going to be on the street. What do I do for this 52-year-old that's been driving me crazy for 35 years?
Okay. Deep breath. I tend to agree with you. I think bringing him to your house is not going to benefit either you or him. During the time that he was on his meds, what's the highest level of education he's achieved, Betty?
11.
11th grade.
I think happened to him. He did a lot of drugs and alcohol when he was a kid.
Yep. That's what it sounds like. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. So has he been employed at any time during his life?
A welder. He had a hell of a good job. He was a hardworking guy. He had a girlfriend that died 10 years ago of an aneurysm, and they were going to get married. And from that day on, he went back into all the drugs and the alcohol, and I think he had a breakdown he's never come out of.
Yeah. Okay, so he's been living with you for the last 2.5 years before...
Yeah, he's out
before,
now. I don't want him back.
I think you're right. I don't think that makes any sense in either the short term or the long term. And let me put you on hold. We'll come back and we'll figure out what we could do. Because I don't want him on the street either, but I don't want him in your house. I don't think that makes any sense. All right, we'll work through it in a minute. Hang on for me. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
it's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh, veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get two meals free. That's right, two meals free. That's tryplated.com, tryplated.com.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with Betty, and if we're talking about heroic behavior, Betty, I think yours has got to count. That sort of dealing with a child that you love, even an adult child, who has mental health problems, is really one of the more challenging role descriptions in human behavior. But I agree with you. I think the fact that it doesn't do any good for you to put him up right now. It doesn't do any good for him. It just gives him a place. Presumably, he has. When's the last time he actually worked?
Excuse me?
When was the last time he actually worked?
Oh, 10 years ago, right after, before his girlfriend died. But he can't go to work. He can't concentrate. He's always in like a stupor when he takes his meds. And then he stopped taking them because he said they don't make him feel good. Then he goes completely bananas.
Yeah. All right, well, first of all, Betty, I think that...
That's criminal things and it threatens everybody.
I got it. I got it. So the first place I think we need to start is with, excuse me, is with his meds. So is he still in Concord?
Yeah, he's in the mental institution, and he may end up in jail because that's where he was for the stuff he had been doing, and he got evicted out of his home. I got him a beautiful apartment.
No, Betty, got it. Hang on here for a minute. Okay, so he's still in Concord. How long will he be in Concord? Do we know?
Probably 1 month until they get him stable, they say, and then
right.
Let him out.
I think what we need to do is, first of all, get him on meds that he can tolerate. Because it doesn't do any good to have him on meds that he doesn't tolerate well, because then he won't comply, and then we've got him right back in. So if I were you, I would give a call to Concord. And as you know, state institutions, you've got to be a squeaky wheel. So you need to call him up and say, look, he's been on meds. His meds make him sick. They make him sleepy, so he can't work. He can't concentrate. And so when he goes off his meds, then he goes off the reservation. So we need to get him on a better medical protocol than he's been on. It's not viable. And I would make a fuss about it, all right? Because otherwise...
Yeah, he's the same doctor, though, and he don't like that doctor.
Well, so... The meds. So, I mean, the same doctor at Concord put him on the meds to begin with?
No, his doctor that goes to the jail every Wednesday to administer drugs to the other guys.
All right, so deal with the doctor. We don't care whether he likes him per se. We just want the meds to be addressed. And if you need to, Betty, call up Concord, find out who the managing physician is, talk with him, and I would follow it up with an email or a letter. You want something in writing, because everybody, certainly doctors, state institutions, are going to be much more responsive if there's something in writing, because then you've got a legal issue.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and that's what we want. We're not trying to damage anybody. We're trying to have somebody be responsible for the fact. It does no good to put somebody on medications that they don't tolerate well, because then they won't tolerate the medications. They won't be on them, and then you haven't solved the problem at all. So if we could stabilize him, and jail may not be a bad place for him, because if in jail he can talk about his welding skills and maybe get back to work on that, and maybe if his meds are allowing him to concentrate so that he has some viable form of employment. And then is he on SSI right now? Is he on medical disability?
Yes, he is, but he won't have any place to go when he comes out.
Well, but that part of what you may be able to do is talk about getting him in some either. First of all, it doesn't seem to me he's going to be out anytime soon, number one. But number two, you may be able to get him in like a halfway house or someplace and maybe get him some subsidized housing. But I don't think having him with you makes any sense for you or for him.
I can't take it anymore.
Yeah, well, it's not. I got it. But the point being that if it were good for him and not good for you, then we could kind of negotiate it. But it's not good for either of you.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yes, he fights with me every day, and I get all stressed.
Well, yeah, look, I mean, think about it. He may be, he may be bipolar, but he's not crazy. You know, he's not stupid. He's a 52-year-old man living with his mom. That's not going to make him real happy.
But he acts like he's 13.
I know, but that's the more he lives with you, the more it's going to reinforce that notion that he's still a child, right? So it doesn't work. It doesn't mean you can't have a relationship with him, and it does mean he needs to have some kind of housing. But it may be that like a halfway house would be a much better situation for him, because he'd be around other adults. He'd have to go to work every day. He'd have some responsibilities in terms of making his own bed. And if he acts out, he's going to get thrown out. But there's a reason. But it also is a much more socializing environment for him rather than isolating.
Right.
All right. So, I agree with you. I think bringing him home makes no sense. Go ahead.
He'll put me in my grave.
Well... probably not, but you don't need it, and he doesn't need it. It doesn't work for either of you. So get in touch with Concord today.
Okay.
Follow it up with a letter. and or an email, something in writing,
okay.
Because then Concord will understand that, first of all, you're serious about this. Second of all, they get it. They know that something in writing means that they're now officially responsible. Then you can talk with him about alternative. You can talk with either his parole. Well, he's not. Is he on parole? No, he's not. He's still in the system.
He's still in jail. He got court hearings coming up, I think.
All right. During his hearing, does he have a lawyer? Or is he a public defender?
I haven't got a clue. They didn't let me talk to him.
Why would they not let you talk to him?
They said, well, he called here once so I could take the calls, but it cost me a fortune last time. He was calling me every few minutes, so I told him no. So then when I called, I want to visit him and talk to him. They said, you can't. He has to put you on the list.
All right. Talk with him. When you talk with Concord, say, do you have a cell phone?
Oh, I think in Concord they would let me talk to him, but in jail they didn't.
Okay, well, you need, you know, cell phones means that if you take a collect call, I don't know if you can give him a cell phone in prison. Let's work on what prison second. Go see him in Concord, find out what's going on. When you talk with his lawyer or his public defender, you need to talk about the medication and a work program. Tell him he's a talented welder.
Mm-hmm.
So that somebody, so that's in the record, so somebody knows. So if he actually is in prison, if he goes to prison, which he very well may,
right? He's in a big boat in Connecticut on the subs.
I mean, so look, so number one, Concord today. Follow up with an email. Go and visit him, and begin to make up a list of things to tell his lawyer and or public defender, because that he does have skills, and that if he can be in a job training program, in if he does get sentenced, which is very likely he will, or if he's in a mental institution, then presumably he could be in a work program as well. So the clue is getting the medication stabilized so he can tolerate them, then getting some viable form of income, and then housing becomes relatively easy. But don't, I agree with you. You don't want him at home, but he doesn't, and it's not going to work for him either.
Right.
Okay.
All right, I appreciate that, Dr. Joy Brown. Thank you so much for taking.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Call Concord today and make sure you follow up with an email.
All right, thank you. Bye bye.
You're welcome. Yeah, look, folks, what you want to do with somebody's on medication, if they don't tolerate it well, being sleepy all the time means somebody's over medicated. It's not workable, especially after the first. He's been on for 2.5 years, and if they don't tolerate it, they won't take it, which means that you've got the problem again. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water, and your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.